Hello, and welcome back to Meme Monday. My name is Benny, and this is the show that I host once a week on Mondays. You're here for it, or you're watching it when it's already premiered, and that's awesome. No matter how you're watching it, I'm happy that you're watching it. And, you know, I'm going to toot my own horn here for a second. I've done a little YouTube sleuthing, and dare I say, this is the best meme show on YouTube. There are plenty of meme shows, and plenty of them get a lot of views. Mine is probably the least viewed, frankly, but I think it's the best because it's only memes. It's me. It's me and memes. My memes are top notch. So you're in for a treat. If you're first time here, make sure you like and subscribe so you can stay in the know to all content that will be created by me moving forward, which there will be, I promise, at some point. All right, let's get to those memes since I've just bragged, so I can actually walk my talk a bit and talk while I walk. All right, here we go. Hello, everyone. Benny's memes are the best. They are. You know, I'm usually a pretty humble guy, but after sleuthing YouTube, this is the best meme show on the internet. All right, so news story from the past week was this WNBA player who was in jail in Russia just got traded back to the U.S. And meanwhile, people in the U.S. in jail for weed while the government trades a Russian war criminal to free a women's basketball player in jail for weed. That's the reaction. Obviously, toot that horn. I will. And I did. I'm not going to harp on it too much, but I was actually, it's not even that I want to brag about it, but those meme shows on YouTube are pretty bad. They're pretty bad. I'm saying it. They're pretty bad. You should watch this show instead. All right, here's the trade. You get mixed-race stoner basketball woman. We get a major arms dealer. Best dealer you're going to get, Jack. Take it or leave it. Most of the meme shows on YouTube are more like America's Funniest Home Videos. Remember that show from the 90s? They're very similar to that. I'm just memes. I'm just memes. And me. Me and memes. Maybe I should change the name of the show to Me and Memes. No, I'm just kidding. Let's keep going. Worst trade ever. Now, those of you who don't know what I'm talking about with this news story, I haven't shown a picture of either of the traded parties, so this picture might be lost on you. I realize that now. Anyway, moving on. Biden decides to read Art of the Deal after getting ripped off in the Griner trade. Yeah, that's right, her name is Brittany Griner. He's trying to take some tips from a pro now. Hey, thank you, Nick Carey. Hi from New Zealand, watching live. Thank God for school holidays. All right. You know who else is watching live? My 2-year-old son. Hi, Teague. moving on. And there she is, Brittany Griner returns to quiet life of obscurity in the WNBA. Jar Jar was hated, but even he is more likable. Ooh. I didn't say it. That's not my opinion. That's a comment. I don't have an opinion on Brittany Griner. I do know that the actor who played Jar Jar Binks has said that he was so devastated by the hate that he received, he contemplated taking his own life. That's just a fact, a tidbit that I remember about him. And it doesn't really fit with the theme of this show, so let's move on. Going back to a story from last week. Hey, Kanye, how's it? Wait, hold on. What? You said what on whose show? Dope. I was mildly chastised on Facebook for making light of the Kanye situation by a former classmate of mine from grad school. Mildly chastised, not overtly. It was a polite chastation? What is that word? Moving on. Girls of the Time Machine. I am your granddaughter. Chastisement, is that what you said? A minor chastisement. I was just corrected. Yeah, chastisement. All right, that's confirmed. All right. I had a 2.8 GPA in high school, guys. Forgive me. Kanye West with the time machine. Where did you get that ballpoint pen, miss? Some people would say this is not a topic that we can make fun of. It is not okay to make jokes about this. This is serious, guys. Enough. Enough of the hate. How dare you laugh? Here's the original and the Netflix adaptation. moving on. All right, I'm going to keep going. This guy, and I'm calling him a guy. I'm doing it. Is that spreading hate by calling him a guy? By someone's definition, probably. Anyway, this guy who works for the Biden administration, last week I shared with you that he was arrested for stealing someone's luggage. Well, guess what? He stole someone's luggage again. I'm not kidding. He stole someone's luggage again. Apparently, he just can't get enough. When he sees that giant stack of suitcases, that's what he's feeling. Who here can relate to this one? The holidays are here and COVID is still, still going around, so make sure you... See you later, neighbor. Although, Flanders is probably more likely to see through the narrative than Homer, unfortunately. That's just me observing how the Simpsons have changed over the years. All right, moving on. Help, I'm having a coincidence. Here's the CIA watching Pfizer get away with labeling cause of death as died suddenly. Ooh, write that down. having a great time. How you guys doing? I don't have any notes tonight, which is probably a relief for some of you. Super chats are available. And make sure you like and subscribe. Subscribe, please. Please, make me look a little more respectable. When 25% of you aren't subscribed, that would boost my subscription number to a point that would make me feel a little better about myself. Hey look, disinformation is down 92% as New York Times writers go on strike. How about that? I'll hit you with a like. Thank you so much. It's the least you can... Wait, what am I saying? Thank you. I'm just saying thank you. I'm distracted. All right, moving on. Media declining to report on major news story, unsure why Americans going to alternative sources for news. Funny how that works. We got to get those numbers up. Yeah, I agree. I would like to get more views because this is a good show. Yenit. Yep, Yenit. What am I saying? Yellen. I'm yelling. Says crypto needs tighter regulation after FTX meltdown. Meanwhile, the national debt. Wow. Last time I saw the national debt clock in person, I think was 2013. 14 maybe, and I think it was only like 17 back then. Only 17 trillion back then. Here's a baby learning about the national debt. Clever NPC overlay on Yellen. I agree. Was well done. Okay, so is there any mental illness in the family? Well, my cousin thinks people are dying suddenly from climate change. You know what? You can edit this to say, my cousin thinks people just die suddenly. James Cameron releases testosterone-free cut of T2, where Arnold Schwarzenegger is replaced by Kip from Napoleon Dynamite. And for those of you who don't know, The James Cameron has recently said that testosterone is bad, or something along those lines. Maybe it was taken out of context. I don't know, but here's the meme. Canadian dentist now offering euthanasia as alternative to cavity filling. My cat just looked up for Teague's yell. You can hear that? Oh boy. Oh boy. Yeah, he's 2 years old. And he's got a lot of energy. Who is that yelling? Oh man. Well, he's two. What can I say? He's two and he wants to hang out with his dada. And I have double doors right here that are glass so he can see me. He sees me on the TV and then he's like, you know, wants to hang out. Just relax, everybody. It's all good. I'm doing this show in spite of having a 2-year-old and an 8-month-old in the house. All right, moving on. New from Penguin Books. Your joke is factually incorrect. A guide to dying alone. Free Teague. He could probably come on the show sometime. It's been a long time. I was grooming him to be my co-host, and he wasn't having it with the training, so I had to move on. It's a solo project. All right. The Soy Boy says, I'm right about everything. I don't want to hear anything I disagree with. I already know it's wrong. Meanwhile, Marcus Aurelius said, if anyone can refute me, show me I'm making a mistake or looking at things from the wrong perspective, I'll gladly change. It's the truth I'm after. Love that quote. I couldn't agree more. I'm a kindred spirit with Marcus Aurelius. I like when old ideas are replaced with new ideas. I enjoy that. I enjoy contemplating new perspectives. I don't know why other people aren't. It's what's always separated me from the herd, I suppose. I like perspective. I like Marcus Aurelius. Joe Biden, here he is. Wishing you another winter of severe illness and death. Sincerely, the whole White House. Meanwhile, they hang the Balenciaga teddy bears on the tree. Stoicism rocks. Oh, some love for Marcus Aurelius in the comments here. Okay, cool. I have a book by Marcus Aurelius that I've yet to read, but maybe I will now since I'm seeing so much positive encouragement. Who could forget that holiday classic, Eyes Wide Shut? Rom-com, Stanley Kubrick film, starring Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. Guess who's not invited to the Christmas party? Meditations, yeah, that's the one I have. Pretty good stuff. Pretty good's not that glowing of a review. But that's the one I have. A pretty good review, a pretty good assessment is not enough to sell me. So I'm gonna have to hear a little more enthusiasm. IRS agents slide down chimneys looking for gifts of $600 or more. Obviously. Teague for co-host Jay Teague. Teague would, I don't think, he's not ready. Me. Hey Santa, what list am I on? Well, I've been looking at the memes you've been posting, so probably DHS, NSA, and the FBI. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yes. Friendly reminder, those of you in the chat, super chats are available. It is the Christmas season, which means there's a lot of money going out. For you as well, I understand, but you know. It helps. Visiting my grandma in Wisconsin, and the local paper has ranch rankings. Which ranch will you choose? to stuff in your stocking this Christmas. Stockings, perhaps, were my favorite part of Christmas as a kid. Perhaps. The 14 best ranches. Here's the birds that live inside the trees in my lawn every night when I turn the Christmas lights on. Poor guys. I do like Christmas. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a big fan. I like it. I like this time of year. I like the way that the year winds down, and it's a time to reflect on the last year, and it's a time to move forward and looking ahead. It's a little weird that the new year for us here in America is in the middle of winter when the sun is hardly out, but I like it nonetheless. I do. And I don't care what you say. The truth about Christmas is I enjoy the holiday. Thank you, Sarah from Goose. Merry Christmas. Thank you. Perfect timing. Moving on. Saturnalia. Yeah. I know. I made a whole video about what the possible real history of Christmas is. I get it. And I still like it. And I like the lights. And I like the decorations. And I like the tree. I don't care. I'm not going to stop. It is what it is. I'm giving it a new meaning. I'm applying my own truth to it. There. Meanwhile, this is what an actual war on Christmas looks like, guys. Not Saturnalia, not Babylon, none of this pagan stuff. No, this. Caesar salad, candy canes. That's the problem. People in Wisconsin have the top 10 best Caesar salad candy canes. Okay, and here, riddle me this. If Santa isn't real, then who ran over my grandma? That's what I thought. Moving on. When you put on some silly little antlers at the office Christmas party and are waiting on someone to notice. Oh, by the way, there is another Joycam video at the end of this video, a classic, one of my favorite Joycam videos. So stick around until the very end. Don't just leave when the memes are over. There's one last video to share. Here's how I sleep knowing that I don't have to buy gifts for anybody because I still believe in Santa and he'll take care of that shit for me. Boom. Here's the halls and the boughs of holly. Get it? Deck the halls, get it? All right, you get it. Decked, exactly. My 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22 resolutions watching me make 2023 resolutions. Did I finish my... Yep, I did. Is there a meme factory somewhere that just cranks these out? Yes, it's called my iPhone. I can tell you exactly where I get my memes. I'm not trying to keep it a secret. I have like 5 or 6 sources and they are very, very, very surefire. Just up to you whether or not you want to go to Instagram and like look through these different accounts and go to Discord and join these different groups, or you just want to come to me Monday, every Monday, where I have gathered them together for the best show, best meme show on YouTube. And probably Odyssey and BitChute also. Like and subscribe. Hey, don't forget to vote. I think I've used this one before, but it's worth sharing again. Don't forget to vote. I think I've shared like, I don't even know now, 13,000 memes on this show. Something crazy, like so many memes. Maybe it's not that high. Over 10,000 for sure. But I don't do math very well, especially on the spot when a camera's on. Oh, no, no, no. Hey, no, no. We're here from the government. We're here to help. Get me to laugh, please. I'm trying. I've been trying for 25 minutes already. Just hang in there. Hang in there. You will laugh. That's a decent one. Holy cow. Tough crowd, Mr. Boston. Jeez. We're going to get there. I'll make you laugh. We haven't even got to the silly ones yet. We're almost at the silly portion, my favorite portion. Here's the government corruption we have seen versus the corruption we haven't seen. We are laughing, Gia says. Gia apparently is the handle for more than one person. We are laughing. We are presenting memes. Okay, here is the Democrat establishment, the Republican establishment, holding hands with the deep state. I love you guys so much. Make us guffaw. G-O-L. You want the G-O-L, huh? All right. AI-generated mugshots of American politicians. This is probably not the one that's going to make you laugh out loud, but it's a good meme. I'll make you laugh out loud. Challenge accepted. Let's do it. Let's do it. And do it, Java Lily says, and smash that like button. And smash that subscribe button, but only once, because if you smash it twice, you'll unsubscribe. So smash it once. Unsubscribe. Leave me a comment. Sign up for the meme mailing list, where you can get all these memes delivered to your inbox tomorrow morning. Morning, I think. Every law firm website looks like this. Associate and partner. Truth. Truth. Here's a thumbnail from tonight's show. I was high AF last night and realized something. Donald is Donald. Whoa. Let your eyes adjust for a second and trip out. LOL. Hey, I got an LOL. All caps. That means it's legit. Hey, remember the Geico caveman? Well, this is him now. Feel old yet? When I lived in Los Angeles and made money doing commercials, I was on a softball team with one of the guys who was actually one of the Geico cavemen. How about that? Yeah, true. Truth. Moving on. A donation of $54 billion has been made to Ukraine in your name, Clark. We live in a world where that's war, that's health, that's beauty, and that is science. When I overhear someone across the room talking about how corrupt the government is, truth. Oh yeah. Patriot Babe 1776 has entered the chat. Hello, fellow radicals. Can anyone help me make my shotgun barrel shorter? DM me. guys, women are so emotional. Meanwhile, guys, anytime they have to pay taxes, here's World War II soldiers watching you play a video game about the worst day of their lives. Oh! This episode brought to you by me and my business called Parhesia. Download this free PDF, talk to anyone about anything, available by clicking the link below in the description. And I will have a special holiday end of the year deal for you if you're on my mailing list. But in the meantime, you can obtain this guide for getting through the holidays unscathed when it comes to conversation. It's a free guide. There's no point in not getting it. So click the link below to get it. And then tell me how it goes over Christmas or whatever holiday you're going to be spending your family with. And keep an eye on your inbox. Sign up for the Meme mailing list. Back to the show. British man creates app that filters out all Kardashian news. Not all heroes wear capes, everybody. Okay. Oh, there's my son trying to get in the room. All right. We're doing it. We're almost there. You know what? You don't have to check Spotify. You were the most played this year. Listen to Michael. He said, Parhesia is a great class to take, folks. True. And I currently have 26 people signed up for the 3-month discussion group that starts in January. If you want to join the fun, you can definitely sign up. There is no limit to how many people I can take. And you can start with the guide if you want. Get the free guide. Really, no skin off your teeth. Just get it. And you consider it an appetizer. Come back for the main course. This hideous, horrible monster says, you know what? This place in rural America would be a perfect spot for a Dollar General. Fact. The little town that we built our house in had a Dollar General. And people in the town were bragging. They were like, this is the first Dollar General in all of Idaho. We were like, great, great. Our little town, no way. That's really cool. Here's me choosing my health insurance plan versus me picking a winter jacket that flawlessly straddles the border between fashion and function. JoyCamp video coming up. Stay tuned all the way to the end of this broadcast to watch a classic JoyCamp video. And make sure you like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. Like and subscribe. Right? It takes repetition for people to actually do something. Right? Like and subscribe. Eat at McDonald's. Like and subscribe. Oh, you don't believe in miracles? Well, then explain this. Like and subscribe. Sign up for the Meme mailing list. Here's the common cold versus chicken noodle soup and the Price is Right. Doesn't stand a chance. Okay. Here's if Britney Spears was 50 years old and from Macedonia. So who hasn't laughed yet? This is the section where you're gonna laugh. You're gonna laugh. We're gonna make it happen. LOL. There it goes. See, I told you. Here, yeah, there we go. Two LOLs. Two LOLs in a row. That deserves a super chat. Maybe. We'll see. Or a thanks from those watching the replay. Here's when caps lock is on and you hold shift on the first letter. Relatable. This meme is so relatable. There we go. Mr. Boston's laughing. He's the one who was challenging me and I accepted that challenge. Here we go. Whoa, puberty hit Vincent Krabby different. Whoa, hey, Jim T. Thank you for the very generous super chat. I do appreciate that very much. Thank you. I will leave Britney alone. That was the only Britney meme. His super chat says leave Britney alone, and I will. I won't touch it. That was it. Mechanics, after successfully convincing a single mother to pay $470 for an oil change. Hey, this is the second Bob Odenkirk meme. Interesting, synchronicity. Here's the Midwestern Family Taco Night starter pack. Oh. Ooh. Not from the Midwest, but ooh. Air vents in movies versus air vents in real life. You know what? Charcuterie is dead. It is all about the snackle box now. Am I right? That's quite a snackle box. You know, those Jehovah's Witnesses in Florida are pretty relentless. It's a great snackle box, I agree. Great snackle box. Idaho snackle box, damn right. The house plants in my windows, watching it rain outside. When you turn off the light in the basement, you've got to hurry up the stairs before the demons get you. Been there. Oh, been there. The best part of the song and the GPS voice. He's got to turn that GPS voice off. You know what I'm saying? Just turn it off. Why would you even have it on in the first place? I don't understand. Here's me with all of the groceries and my mom watching. Been there too. A lot of relatable memes tonight. Here's my email that is well written, reviewed, and ready to be sent. Okay, email sent. Oh, my attached files. Son of a gun. Let's keep it moving. Physics exists. Meanwhile, goats. Here's the real reason we all stopped wearing zip-up hoodies. That weird little bulge. Right? You know what I'm talking about. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Remember, all these memes can be yours by signing up for the meme mailing list. I'll send the file out tomorrow. Yada, yada. Click the link below. Moving on. You know, people say snooze fest like it's a bad thing. I would attend a snooze fest. No questions asked. Name your price. When you decide to exist and now have to suffer the consequences. Step one, get giant beach ball. Step two, paint eyes on them. Step three, place in tree facing your neighbor's house. Step four, enjoy. awesome. Humans use sophisticated tools to dig through the earth. Moles use highly evolved claws to dig through the earth. Meanwhile, worms... chicken pot pie, my three favorite things. Almost there, folks. Home stretch, we're getting to it. Here's me deciding between fit or being happy. Hippie flipping, whoa. I've been there. Well, in that case, interviewer, it says here you never went to jail. Correct, I was taken. When you're over 35 and awake past 9 p.m., you can call me Nighthawk. Oh man, this one strikes close to home. I try to be in bed at 9 p.m. I'm 39. So, there you go. When people are discussing world events, but you ain't seen a meme about it yet. What the fuck are these people talking about? I can relate. These are dad memes? Great. I'm okay with that. If it makes me laugh, and I'm a dad, then I guess it's a dad meme. Boss babes getting ready to run their pyramid scheme on their next victim. I get my news from memes, as do I. Here's me getting ready to post on social media after ignoring texts and DMs. And here's me waiting for my phone to stop ringing because I don't use it for that. Uh-oh. Poo-poo pee-pee jokes when you're a few blocks away from home and start losing the battle. Guys, it's a hornet's nest or a wasp's nest in a statue crevice. No big deal, guys. Don't freak out. It's just a nest in the crevice of a statue. This one, though. Poo-poo pee-pee. When you have to fart, but you realize it's not just air, and you stop it just in time. Nice try. Moving on. Whoa! You know, I have always believed in miracles, but I had never actually witnessed one until I saw this angel restore this poor blind homeless man's sight right in front of me. Very funny. And why is she wearing shorts like that? Could those even be called shorts? Anyway, moving on. When you put the spider outside instead of killing it. All right, gotta keep it moving. There's a lot of memes and I've been doing this for a while. All right. Here's how I sleep knowing I've never recorded a video of myself crying and posted it. Now I'm getting ahead of myself. You know what? I've played enough video games to know this guy is selling rare items that I'll need later on my journey. That is funny. It's all in the way it's worded for this one. All right. Uh-oh. It was at this moment Elmo knew he was getting robbed. Oh, come on. That is funny. That's funny. Laughter. That's how we're going to win. If there's no laughter, there's no winning. When your friend takes off their glasses. Yeah, hey Elmo, you lost? Breaking news, man waggling his willy at leopards found on world's earliest narrative art. Whoa, breaking news. That is breaking news. That is breaking news. And finally, folks, life is good. So you're just gonna ignore all the evil? This I'm putting last because this is perhaps the most relatable meme I've ever seen online. Thank you, Jim Bob. Couldn't agree more. Yes, there's evil, but man, I love life and it is so worth living. And if you're stuck obsessing over the evil, man, you really should sign up for Parhesia because I will help you be okay. Period. But seriously, this is a very relatable meme, and I couldn't agree more. Jim Bob and I are on the same page, and who's surprised? We both do comedy, we're both artists, and I am so sick of the obsession with evil. And those who say we can't enjoy life as a result, like we have to focus all of our energy on the evil to eradicate it. I'm not one of those people. That's why I do a meme show. If you don't like it, then you're free to not watch. But I'm glad you're watching. If you are watching and you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe, please like, please comment, share with a friend. Make this a more popular meme show on YouTube because the other meme shows are getting millions of views and they suck. There, I said it. Period. They suck. And this one's a little better. Maybe it's not as good as it could be, but it's better than what's out there already. So there's that. Anyway, you guys are great. Thanks for being here. If you want to become a patron, I will be posting all of the banned JoyCamp videos on there shortly, as soon as I have a little bit of time to do so. But become a patron and you can see all the videos that YouTube has decided to, all the videos that YouTube took away from JoyCamp's channel or gave us a warning about, because we have had made a few private just to make sure we maintain our channel. Speaking of JoyCamp, there's a new video coming out soon. We are currently in the editing phase. Me and my buddies, we are at work making it as good as possible. Speaking of my buddies, last thing I want to show you is this video. It's one of my favorites. It's a classic JoyCamp video, and it's called They Wake, which is our ode to the movie They Live. And I want to say ahead of time, please don't judge me for the book that I'm using as inspiration in the video. It's where I was at the time, and people have lots of opinions about the person who wrote that book, and just in general, just know that life is a journey. Growth is what we do in life, and where I was at when we made this video 10 years ago, I thought this book was the be all end all, and it's still a pretty good book. I'm not trying to throw the book under the bus, but I know that there's some people out there who'll be like, he's a Freemason, and it's not even, I'm talking too much now. Just watch the video, enjoy it, and try to just cut me some slack. That's all I'm saying. All right, much love, everybody. You guys are awesome. Hope you're doing well in this time of year. As things wind down, you're not feeling too discouraged, and you're feeling hopeful and excited about the future, because I am. I am feeling hopeful and excited, and I do like life a lot. It is good. Thanks for being here. I do appreciate it. I appreciate all the support, all the comments, all the subscribers, all the likes, all the people who sign up for the mailing list. I am appreciative. Don't think I'm not. Much love. I'll see you all next week. Here's the video. Peace and all that. See ya.
Yo! Take your meds.
Wait!
Hey! You better find yourself someplace to hide and keep praying nobody ever finds you.
Read this.
Look, you crazy mama.
Read this.
Stay away from
me. It's the divine wisdom, you son of a... I'm trying to save your immortal soul.
Man, you couldn't even save your...
I'm giving you a choice. Either read this book or start eating that trash can.
Not this year.
Okay. All right.
Come on! Come on! Motherfucker, I stay.
I don't want to fight. Come on.
Ow! Ow! Oh!
He told you he didn't want to get involved.
Huh?